Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foam Mueller Insulation. These panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Save big on Owens Corning Foam Mueller Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, it is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time.
It's time for TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, you know how we like to do this. Before we get started, don't forget to stream, subscribe, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout-out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode, as they say, had me shooketh. Yeah, today's episode had me shooketh. I was thinking about it, and I just cannot get it out of my mind. I'm so excited to have the opportunity to share it with everyone here. And whether this is your very first time tuning in, and if you're listening, let's say in Canada or in Australia or in the Great Britain or the Philippines or China, Japan, Mexico, Trinidad and Tobago, Germany, Portugal, wherever you are listening to the show, South Africa, in this world, let me take this moment to tell you thank you. I'm so glad you are. And right here is the United States of America. Thank you, everybody, for watching and for tuning in. Whether you're driving in your car or at work, wherever you are, thank you for tuning in and turning on the show. I'm so happy you're here. And maybe you're saying, Travis, man, this is not my first rodeo. This is not my first time tuning in, man. I've been watching and listening to your show every time it comes on. Let me take this moment to tell you, man, I appreciate you so much. Thank you very much for watching the show. Guys, today's episode, it really is going to be a great one. I want to go ahead and get some stuff out the way because I want to spend some time talking about what I got to share today because it's going to be a good one. Now, if you've been watching this show for a while, then you know that this show, guys, is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, Travis, man, listen, I know someone who has a great story, and their story would be wonderful for your audience to see and to hear about. But I don't want to come on a show, man. I'm a little camera shot. That's okay. Still send us their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? And you can even remain anonymous if you like. So there you go. Guys, listen, I want to go ahead and play today's sponsorship information. I'm going to go ahead and get that out the way. When we do, guys, we're going to come back and we're going to dive into this. That's right. Come on in, man. You're not late. We're just getting started. I'm so
Walmart
glad you're here.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed, sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell tech.
There it is, guys, right there. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is right there below in the chat. And if you aren't watching this episode and you're listening, maybe your car on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or some of the means such as streaming it, listen up because you're going to hear that information later on during the show as well. Guys, today's episode, I've been talking about it and thinking about it a lot. And I want to go ahead and dive into it. If you did not catch the topic of today's title for today's episode, guys, it is called Cut the String. Yeah, let me say that again. Cut the string. And I know some of you might be wondering where I'm going with this. If you hold on real tight, you'll get there right with me. I like to share a lot of my personal growth, individually growing up as a kid in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or in Mount Vernon, New York, but a lot in Tuscaloosa, Alabama with my grandmother, Ella Jemison. So I love sharing a lot of my personal life and growth because I think each of us have an individual story that's unique. And I think that we all can contribute to everything and help someone else. I'm glad that there isn't just one way, one cookie cutter pattern that we all should follow here. And I'm glad that each of our lives are different. If there was a cookie cutter pattern of some point here on earth to follow, some of us might not get the pattern. Some of us might be excluded for one reason or the other from the pattern. If there was just one way to do it, some of us might not be able to make it because they might hold the pattern back for some reason. I'm so glad that each of us have our own unique story. I am. And if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know I love a good story. I like the plots and twists and turns and how everything happens and folds out. And today, I'm going to share a story. It's a short story about me as a kid. And it's about me and my favorite toy. As a truck, let me put up a picture of my favorite toy as a truck. One of my favorite things as a kid was a toy truck. Let me put that up. There you go. This was one of my absolute favorite things, a toy truck. Yeah, just like this, a old beat up yellow truck. It's a dump truck. And I used to play with this truck everywhere, all the time. What's one of my favorite toys? And I would tie a string to the front of the truck so I could pull it behind me. I did. And I had this old beat up truck. And when I got the truck, it wasn't old. It was new. I got it. But I played with it out in the weather and out in the snow, out in the rain and the mud. And I would pull it off the curb and see how it could jump. I would drag and pull that truck with me everywhere. Now, that being said, And I know some of you are kind of having flashbacks right now to your favorite toy. What was your favorite toy? Think about it. What was your favorite toy that you enjoyed playing with? I know you're older now, and you may not think about toys. I get it. I understand. But there's a kid inside of you that had a toy. They had something they enjoyed playing with, whether it's a board game or whether it's a doll, a truck, a toy, an action figure. I don't know what it was, but what was your favorite toy? If you're watching now and you're not ashamed to type in chat what was your favorite toy. If you're driving somewhere, go ahead and just say it out loud. Let your mind relax and allow your mind to fall back on that favorite toy, that thing that you had to have every day, that toy that you always went everywhere you went, you had to have that toy. If you were in the car riding with the parents or family and friends, you had to have that toy. If you were on a trip, you had to have that toy. Let your mind, allow your mind for a moment to forget about the stress and cares of today, to forget about the worries of a bill being paid, and let your mind go back to the mind of a child and remember your favorite toy. You slept with it. You ate with it. Remember your favorite toy. My favorite toy was this yellow truck, and I pulled it along everywhere I went with a string. You could hear me coming down the sidewalk with this toy. You could hear me coming down the hallways of the house with this toy. You could hear me in the yard with this toy. The hardened sound of the rigid plastic tires echoed across the pavement, and a yellow streak flashed around a curve. The time-worn paint had begun to almost disappear into the metal body. But the weathered and the beat-up metal vehicle still kept rolling right along. It went everywhere with me. Of course it did. It was my favorite toy truck. And it went everywhere I went, being pulled behind with a string. Did I mention it was my favorite toy? At night, it would be under my bed in its makeshift garage. And I made sure it was the first thing that I grabbed when my feet hit the floor. Did I mention to you that this was my favorite toy? And I pulled it along behind me with a string. Now, life goes on as it does, right? Life goes on as it does. So one day, I noticed the string seemed shorter. I'm just going along as a kid, playing with my toy truck, my favorite toy truck, my favorite toy, pulling it with a string. So one day I noticed the string seemed shorter. Yeah, the string seemed to have gotten shorter. And because of this, I also noticed I spent more time trying to unravel the string from the wheels of my truck. I didn't have to do that before. Now all of a sudden, the string seems shorter. And I was spending so much more time just trying to unravel the string from the wheels of my truck. Something seemed to be happening with my string. Somehow, my string no longer seemed as long as before. Something's happening. And I noticed while pulling on my truck behind me, I had to walk hunched over just to play with my truck in the same way that I did day after day. Then I realized my string wasn't getting shorter, I was growing taller. And in order to pull my truck as I always did every day, day in and day out, and in order to pull my truck as before, I had to pull it hunched over. Yeah, if I wanted to pull my truck, I had to pull it while I was bent over. So life happens, and I began to grow. I noticed my strings seemed shorter each time, and I had to be hunched over or bent over even more, because each time I stood up to pull my truck behind me, my string would fall to the ground because it was shorter now and I was taller now. So in order to keep the string from falling out my hand, I had to walk bent over, because each time I stood up, my string would fall to the ground. And then I would lose control of my truck and it would just go everywhere. My hunched over position, my bent over position allowed me to have a better grip on my string. And because I now had a better grip on my string, I had found a way, I had discovered a way that I could keep pulling my truck behind me, and all I had to do was be willing to walk hunched or bent over. Being bent over, being hunched over, allowed me to protect my string from falling. Allowing me to be hunched over, it gave me an opportunity. It opened the door. It presented an opportunity and allowed me to protect my string from falling. Let me kind of interject this right here. I was willing to walk hunched over to protect my string. Just to protect my string from falling. I was willing to look ridiculous to protect my string. I was willing to be ridiculed to protect my string. I was willing to almost trip myself up and not clearly see where I was going to protect my string. Allow me, if you will, to just interject this right here and ask everybody that's watching and everybody that's listening, what have you been protecting? What habits, what bad temper, what negative way of thinking, what self-doubt, what low self-esteem have you been talking? What opportunities, what things have you been talking yourself out of and calling it, I'm just being humble, I'm just being humble? What have you been protecting? I was willing to look ridiculous just to protect my string. I was willing to trip over my own 2 feet just to protect my string. Let me ask you a question to everybody that's listening, everybody that's watching. What have you been protecting? You've been protecting low self-esteem, so you hide it behind this falsehood of everything's okay with me. Ask somebody how they're doing. Oh, everything's perfect. I'm good. I'm all right. Nothing ever wrong with me. I'm great. What have you been protecting? Have you been protecting all of the bad decisions you've made. I'm going to make it. What have you been protecting? Have you been protecting a bad temper, a negative way of thinking? What have you been talking yourself out of and then calling it humility? Oh, I'm just being humble. If it's for me, it's for me. What things have you been protecting? I was willing to look ridiculous, but I wanted to protect my strength. We will develop ways to protect our strength. Now, I know there are people listening right now, and you say, I'm not protecting anything. I'm not going to do all that. I'm not protecting. Yes, you are. I know everybody has a string. Everybody has a string. And just like my favorite toy, it had a string attached to it. You got something in your life that you like. You got something, and it's your string. Whether it's an attitude or whether it's your approach to things. Maybe it's relationship-wise. Maybe it's a career thing. But we will all develop ways to protect our strength. Maybe you're bad with money. Maybe you don't manage finances well. And so because you don't manage finances well, you would rather look bad than be honest just to protect your strength. You'd rather be broke than be honest just to protect your string. You'd rather burden other people than be honest and get help just to protect your string. You'd rather walk in pride and be rather than get help than protect your string. You'd rather deal with your own trauma knowing you need help just to protect your string. We will develop ways to protect our strings. Yeah, we will. I was willing to walk hunched over, looking ridiculous, just to protect my string. Listen, and listen, let me tell you how bad I was. Let me tell you how bad I was with it. I remember doing this, man, and people would make fun of me, right? And they would laugh at me. And I used to get upset with others if they said anything about the way that I was walking and pulling my truck behind me. I'm walking hunched over, got this old beat up yellow truck behind me with a string, and I'm walking with this old beat up yellow truck, big plastic tires, banging on the sidewalk pavement, coming down the hallway, bent over with this short string, pulling this truck behind me, and I would get upset with others if they said anything about the way that I was walking and pulling my truck behind me. I would be the one hunched over with an attitude. I would be the one with a sore back with an attitude. I would be the one not applying myself, but got an attitude. You know how it is? You see people in school and they're making good grades, or you see people on the job doing well and you get an attitude and all they did was apply themselves, but you got an attitude, and you would get an attitude with your sore back. You would get an attitude and you can barely walk. You would get an attitude and you're hunched over. How is it that we would be in an awkward position and got an attitude? How is it that you could be in an awkward in an unusual and unnatural way, but you got an attitude. I would be the one hunched over with an attitude. I would be the one with the sore back. I would get up, oh man, stretch my back, but all I got of it was an attitude. I would be the one, like I said, not applying myself, but I had an attitude. I would be the one, and I would see somebody else doing and applying themselves. I would see other people doing. I would see other people, when I decided to stop, they kept going. But I would get an attitude because they decided not to quit. Let me say this real quick. People will get an attitude with you all because you decided not to quit. People will get an attitude with you whenever you decide not to quit. It's not so much that they're jealous of what you're doing, because 9 out of 10, they can't do it like you. 9 out of 10, they can't say it like you. But the problem they have with you is not that you are succeeding. The problem that they have with you is that you don't give up. The problem they have with you is not that your business was became so successful. The problem they had with you is not that your family is doing better. The problem they have with you is that you decided not to give up. You didn't quit where they quit. You kept going when they decided to stop. The problem they have with you is not that you're driving a better car. It's not that your mind is getting better. It's not that your life is completely turned around. The problem they got with you is that you never quit. You never gave up. You kept going. People will get upset with you when you decide not to quit. People will get an attitude with you when you make your mind up, I'm going to go the extra step. They got tired. You kept going. So I would be the one upset. I would see others doing and not try, but I would get an attitude. Because, all because I was protecting my strength. I was protecting what had me bent over. Yeah, remember the string, I became taller and my string was shorter now because I got taller. So I was bent over in this awkward position. I was looking ridiculous to protect my string. I was going out of my way just to protect my string. I was trying to protect what had me bent over. Your mother never believed in you. As a matter of fact, no one in your family really had your back. You were an outcast from the onstart. And anyone you put your trust in always let you down. You let yourself down. I'm just trying to protect my string. The voices in your mind, what inner conversations about yourself have you been protecting and calling it by the wrong name? What inner voices about yourself have you been protecting and saying things like, well, you know, when it's my time, I don't know. Or we get cute with it and we say, I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to wait right here and just, you know, just see what happens. If it's meant for me, it's meant for me. What inner conversations are you protecting by calling it by the wrong name? What inner turmoil, what inner trauma have you been protecting and calling it the wrong thing? What has you bent over and you've been protecting it? Was it the abuse that someone had you? Was it the rape that happened in your life? Was it the divorce that occurred in your life? What trauma, what pain, what letdown, what disappointment? What have you been protecting? In all this time, you thought that was just how you were, but you've been protecting what had you bent over. The same way I kept being bent over to protect my string from falling, the same way you are protecting what has you bent over. If it's the hurt, admit that you're hurt. Talk about it. Be truthful about it. Be honest about it. It hurt you when they let you down. It hurt you when they left you. It hurt you when it just happened in your life. The trauma that occurred in your life, you got to get help with it, because at this point, you're bent over, and you're the only one who doesn't know you're bent over. You're bent over, and your back is hurt, and you're the only one who doesn't know you're in an awkward position. You're the only one who doesn't know you can't stay that way forever. You're the only one who doesn't know you can't live your life like that. I'm bent over. It has me bent over. We can call it whatever is most comfortable and acceptable for our minds and our psyches to accept. We can call it whatever's most comfortable and acceptable for ourselves to stomach. But the truth is, we are protecting what's got us bent over. We will develop attitudes. Man, I had a whole attitude. Listen, man, I had a whole attitude about this. Don't you talk about me. This is my truck. I'll put it high. I want to pull it. This is my dude. You can't tell me how to do my thing. I would get a whole attitude if you talk to me about what I was doing. I would get a whole up and you can't tell me I'm grown. I'm a teenager, man. I know I can make my own decisions. I make decisions for myself. You can't. How you gonna tell me and you just as bad as off as you? I would get a whole attitude, and we will develop different attitudes and perspectives just to protect our strings, just to protect what got us bent over. We won't see the damage it can cause. We won't acknowledge the hurt or pain it's inflicting on us and others. We set up ways to cope with it, because at all costs, we will protect our strings. We will lie if we have to. I don't say lie. Let me put it this way. We won't be completely honest. We will omit some truth. We will omit some things. We say, oh, no, I'm sharing all honesty. I'm being completely honest. I'm sharing everything. But we're holding back because we will create our own narratives in our own minds to protect our strings. I've seen it happen. I've lived with it. I've done it myself. It happens. We will develop our own story. We will tell ourselves a story to protect our string and then become upset with others when they don't believe it. We will tell ourselves something to protect our strings, to protect what's got us bent over, and then become upset with someone else because they don't believe the narrative that we've convinced ourselves of just to protect our strings. By walking hunched over, what I didn't realize was I had found a way to cope. But I didn't understand is, but I didn't understand that I eventually was going to continue to grow. Now, I found a way to cope, but I forgot the fact is that I am going to continue to grow. And that's exactly what we do. That's exactly what we do. Whenever we aren't willing to accept growth, we learn to cope. If someone's trying to teach you on something, if you don't want to accept it and grow, we start coping with what we already have. Instead of getting into a room or around individuals who know more than us, who can lead us, who can guide us, who can teach us, instead of accepting what they're saying to help us grow, we will cope with what we already have. Whenever we aren't willing to accept growth, we learn to cope. Let me slide it through this way if you didn't get it that way. Let me put it this way. If you are unwilling to grow, you will find a way to cope. If you will not grow from it, then you will find a way to cope with it. You'll find a way to cope with it financially. You'll find a way to cope with it emotionally. You'll find a way to cope with it personally. You'll find a way to cope with it individually and relationship-wise. I had no idea. As a kid, I had no idea that my introduction to coping with my problems did not begin in college. My introduction to coping with my problems did begin as an adult. My introduction to coping with my problems began when I was pulling my truck with a string. That's how I learned to cope. Because I was coping with the same problem. I was growing. My string seemed short. I was growing. And I just learned to cope with it. I was coping with the same problem. I was coping. I learned to cope with my problem. I learned to cope with it. Don't deal with it. I'm going to cope with it. Now handle it. Just going to cope with it. Now to address it. Just cope with it. Now, I understand this. Gotta get this, guys. I understand this. Notwithstanding the fact that we all have a coping phase. Yeah. We all have a coping phase. Yeah, we do. We all have that moment in time, that period of time where we had to cope with some things until it becomes better. I understand. Trust me. I understand that notwithstanding that we all have a coping phase and we all deal with coping phases that we go through. There are coping phases that we all go through and that not everything is a one-hitter. Not everything is going to be a one-time, knock them out the park, home run every time. No batter, no person who plays baseball, that every time they get up, it's a home run. No person who ever gets up to play baseball is a home run. Hank Aaron has been acclaimed. He's an American baseball player, an African-American baseball player. One of the greatest, they say. He's one of the greatest. But Hank Aaron struck out sometimes. Sometimes he struck out. Sometimes he didn't hit a home run. But what do you remember the most? The times he struck out or the times he hit a home run? But every time he got up, it wasn't a home run. So every time you try, it won't be a home run. Everything is not a one-time hitter, but you keep trying. Listen, it's not a one-time hitter with everything where you can hear one thing about your problem and boom, magically, instantly, you're over it. It's nothing where you're going to magically get over something the first time you hear it, the one time that you hear it. Listen, you have to be intentional about, listen, getting over some things. You have to be willing to immerse yourself into something that no one else in your family ever did. You have to be willing to be the first one in your family to decide, I'm not going to continue that same problem. You have to be the first one in your family to immerse yourself in something that maybe no one else in your neighborhood, no one else in your bloodline has ever heard anything about. Maybe you have to be the first one in your family to decide, I'm going to do something completely different. You might have to be the first one in your family to interact with somebody who doesn't look like you, who doesn't speak the same language as you do, who doesn't believe the same things as you do. You have to be willingly intentional to immerse yourself into something over and over again every day. And not everything is going to be a one-hitter. It's not always going to be you hear something one time about your problem and you'll get over it. Not even this show. You'll hear this. It doesn't mean all of a sudden all your problems go away. There are those who are listening right now. And maybe you are still in your coping phase. You're coping from addictive behaviors. You're coping from the abuse at the hands of others. You're coping at the abuse at the hands of yourself. You're coping with the things you tell yourself about yourself. You're coping with the negative view that you have of yourself. You're coping with low self-esteem. You're coping with doubting yourself. You're coping with code switching. Some of us are coping with the consequences of bad choices and bad decisions. Listen, let me help you out. I'm going to free you up right now. Don't feel bad because you're in the coping phase. And don't let others make you feel judged or belittled because you're just in the coping phase. And there may be some right now who might be asking, well, how long does the coping phase last? Because it feels like I've been in the coping phase all my life. It feels like I've been in a coping phase a long time. It feels like I've been coping with stuff ever since I've been remembered, ever since I was born. It seems like I'm always in the coping phase. How long does my coping phase supposed to last? Because it feels like I've been coping for a long time. Feels like all I know is to cope with stuff. Hey, let me give you a definition that might help out. The word phase, P-H-A-S-E. The word phase is, a definition for that is a series of events or a process of change or development. A series of events or a process of change or development. A series of events. In other words, you have to be intentional about what happens next. It is a series of events or a process of change or development. It's a process of change or development. It's a process of change. So in other words, it's because it's a series of events, you have to be intentional about what you see next. You have to be intentional about what you do next. See, because it's a process of development. So you must be intentional about what you do next, because you have to be intentional, because in order to see your next, you must be intentional about your next. Yeah, whatever you want to see, whatever your next is that you want to see, you must be intentional about what you do next. What it means is you may not have had a whole lot of say-so and how you got there, but you got a whole lot of say-so about the way that you coming out, and a lot to say about what happens next, because it is your next that matters most. Whenever you're going through a phase, what happens next is what most important. Whatever happens next is what's most important. So for all of those who are in their coping phase, your next is in your own hands. What you believe about yourself is in your own hands. What you say about yourself is in your own hands. When you are coming out, it's in your next. Put this in chat for me, if you will, or say it to yourself. Say, I had to cope with it. Yeah, you were a single parent and you had to work two or three jobs. I had to cope with it. You had a child that was born with a diverse, unique inability. I had to cope with it. While you got the chance to watch your child develop, mine was developing differently. I had to cope with it. When you can watch your family member grow up and become and go to school, mine went off on a left curb. I had to cope with it. If I wanted to pull my truck with a shorter string, I had to cope with it. I had to, when I went outside to play, if I wanted to be able to look like all the other kids and pull their truck behind me, I had to learn to cope with it. But there was one problem. My string continued to fall out my hands. So I had to be hunched over even more. I began to use a longer string. I got smart. I began to use a longer string. But one day I noticed my string began to seem shorter and shorter again. My string was the same length, but I wasn't the same height. Adding longer strings wasn't just making a way for me to keep pulling my truck. It was me discovering ways to continue coping with the same problem. And I had to continue to ask others for longer pieces of string so that I could pull my truck behind me. The second lesson I learned about coping was this. The things that we do not accept about ourselves, someone else will eventually have to cope with it. If we don't accept that we have a poor attitude and we get angry quickly, then those around us will have to cope with it. I had to keep asking someone else to give me longer pieces of string. I would not accept the fact that I was growing up, that I was getting taller. And so I would keep asking them. I kept impositioning them. I kept putting them in a position where they had to find or get or gather or do for me, all because I wouldn't accept some truths about myself. I had to interrupt someone else's life, someone else's day, and ask them to be on the lookout for longer pieces of string. I would ask my sisters and my grandmother. And my grandmother used to knit. And so I would ask her for a piece of yarn. And sometimes she reluctantly would do it. And she would cut me off. And she would cut me a longer piece. But then she would say, tell me no more. Because yarn was just too expensive to be giving away and throwing away. Whatever we don't accept about ourselves, the truth about ourselves, it always costs someone else. It always costs someone else. Because I wouldn't accept those things about me. I put others in a position they had to cope with what I wouldn't accept. Whenever we don't accept some facts or truths about ourselves, we will cost others. It can strain relationships. It will place pressure on people. And for those of you who are actively saying, I ain't coping with nobody's stuff. I ain't putting up with nothing from nobody. Yes, you are. Your anger towards them is how you're coping with it. Your attitude towards them is how you're coping with it. Anger is the number one emotion that gets used the most often as a boundary when coping with things and coping with people. You stay over there, I'm going to stay over here. You stay in your lane, I'm going to stay in mine. Don't say nothing to me. Anger is the most used emotion to cope with, to set up a boundary. So my string kept getting shorter, and I kept getting taller, and I kept walking hunched over, pulling my truck behind me. All these things that I was doing, like getting longer strings and walking hunched over to keep my string from falling, asking people for string, all these things were being done so that I could move my truck. And listen, and at this point, all the stuff I was doing was just so I could move my truck, so I could get my truck to move. It was a string this and give me a longer string and give me this string and another string. Give me some more string and give me some more string, some more string. But at this point, I know. At this point, it wasn't even about the truck anymore because I could always play with the truck. I could always get on my knees and push the truck. I could always roll the truck. But I couldn't pull the truck. At this point, things became less about the truck and more about the string. Everything I was doing, all my efforts were about protecting my string. It wasn't about the truck anymore. Everything I was doing, all my efforts were about protecting my string. I was willing to put myself in awkward positions to protect my string. I was willing to put myself in awkward ways and do things I wouldn't normally do just to protect my string. I was willing to do things all day long just to protect my string. I was willing to ask others for longer pieces of string. And I was willing to put other people in compromising positions just to protect my string. I was willing to step on other people's toes to protect my string. I don't care what it costs somebody else as long as I protect my string. I was willing to make somebody else sacrifice something that they paid for just to protect my string. I was willing to ask somebody to give something up that they worked for just to protect my string. It wasn't even about the truck anymore. It was about protecting my string. And even my grandmother told me, she would not give me no more string, I would then sneak in her sewing basket and cut myself some string. I was willing to do things I shouldn't do just to protect my string. Say things I wouldn't say to protect my string. Get around people I shouldn't be around just to protect my string. Have conversations I usually wouldn't have in my mind just to protect my string. Tell myself stuff I shouldn't be telling myself. Talk myself into things just to protect my string. It wasn't even about the truck at this point. It was all about protecting my string. Then finally one day, after my back became so sore from walking hunched over, and after my grandmother found out I had been getting string, it finally hit me. I finally got a revelation. Travis, cut the string. All this time, it finally hit me to just cut the string. I thought I was pulling the truck behind me. All this time, when I thought that I was pulling the truck behind me. Yeah, this is what I thought I was doing. All this time, I thought I was pulling the truck behind me. All this time, I thought I was in control. All this time, I thought I was the one calling the shots. But in fact, it was the string that was pulling me. It was the string that was pulling on me. I thought I was in control. I thought I was calling the shots. I thought I was making the decisions. All this time, I thought I was pulling the truck. But it was the string that was pulling on me. In fact, it was the string that was pulling me. I thought I had control, but the string had control over me because I had to continue to cope with my string and to adjust my string. In spite of me getting taller, in spite of me growing up, the string kept making me cut it. The string kept making me adjust to it. My string had control over me. It controlled how I played with my truck. It controlled where I played with my truck. It controlled what I did throughout the day. It controlled the decisions that I made. I could have been playing with my truck all this time, but I was more interested in making sure my string was attached. What are you missing out on? What have you been missing out on? And what have we been losing out on? Because those things that have been controlling us. I could have been enjoying my truck all this time. We could have been enjoying life all this time. You could have been enjoying your job, your career, your relationship, your children, your family. All this time, I was pulling my truck, but the string was pulling me. I was pulling my truck, but the string was pulling me. Some of the emotional outbursts that we are experiencing is because our string is still attached. Cut the string. Listen, I was talking to someone and watching someone who had a medical condition. And the doctor said, we don't just teach people to cope with their medical condition anymore. We don't teach them that. We don't teach them that if you're in a wheelchair, that's all you can do. You're just limited to that wheelchair. I know people who have gone beyond their medical condition because they're learning more day after day not to just cope with their medical condition. They're no longer teaching them to just cope with, no longer teaching them to just being taught to just cope with it and then just go along with it and just go with the flow. They're being taught ways to cut the string. They're being taught ways to have productive lives. Listen, after I cut the string, that's when I began picking up what I used to pull behind me. Listen, you will never know what you can pick up until you cut that string. I began to pick up and carry what I used to pull behind me when I cut the string. After we cut the string, we'll be able to carry our emotions better, carry our behaviors better, carry our future better, and our careers better. After I cut the string, I realized it did not matter how much I grew. I could always carry things better when I accept some truths and some things about myself. I didn't begin to mature until I cut my string. Until I cut my string, I couldn't even see that I had outgrown my truck. Here I was, 18 years old, 17 years old, still trying to attach my string. Here, some of us are 60 years old, still trying to attach our string. We can't even see that we have outgrown my truck until I cut my string. It wasn't until I cut my string that I seen that I had outgrown my truck. Wait. It wasn't my truck that I needed to outgrow. It was my string. I no longer needed my string because there was no longer a need for my truck. I had grown up. And there's some things you have to allow yourself to grow out of, but you'll never do it. You'll never see it until you cut your string. Listen, I used to get down on my knees, but I cut my string. I realized that I could still use my imagination. Just because I cut my string doesn't mean my imagination has to stop. Doesn't mean I stop living. Doesn't mean I stop trying. Doesn't mean I stop going. Doesn't mean I stop growing. Just because you outgrow some things, it doesn't mean you stop dreaming. Doesn't mean your zest and zeal for life stops. Just because you outgrow some things doesn't mean you have to stop living your life. Just because you cut your string doesn't mean you have to cut your imagination. Cut the string, but keep dreaming. Cut the string, but keep living. Cut the string, but keep your energy. Cut the string, but keep believing in yourself. Keep believing in the impossible. Cut the string, but keep your hope, keep your faith, and drive and let the real potential inside you come out. Cut the string, but keep your dream. And I know that some things about you may have changed since then. Yes, you are older now. Yes, you think differently now. Yes, you have more responsibilities now. Yes, you're older. I'm not saying that you aren't gifted. I'm not saying that you don't have potential to be whatever it is you hope to be. But we will never know what we really can become until we cut the string. And I don't know. Let me just say this. I don't know what has a pull on you. I don't know what has been yanking on you. I don't know what has you strung out. I don't know what string has you. But maybe this is the day you can make a clear decision to cut the string. I don't know. Let's just say that this string right here. Maybe you have a string of low self-esteem. Maybe you have a string of low self-esteem, and it's time to cut the string. Maybe you have a string of just not believing in yourself. We're going to cut the string. Maybe you have a string of making poor choices, and you're always dealing with it. We're going to cut the string. Maybe you have a string of feeling like nobody ever loved you, ever cared for you. We're going to cut the string. And each string has a different length because we're always trying to adjust and protect our string. But this is the day. Type it in chat. Somebody just say, I'm cutting my string. I'm cutting my string. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. I'm so glad that you were here with me today and that we all were able to cut our string. Don't forget, guys, you can stream right here each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or you can stream it on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, imparting If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I got to go, guys. It's been real.